Always great to have your company for Midday Madness. We'll head back to your calls and your texts very shortly. Josh Bruce from the Bulldogs to join us after 2 o'clock. And Sam Edmund to join us now, SEN Chief Reporter. Welcome to you, Sammy.
Great to be with you again, Pipe, on a Monday. And a great pleasure to say I am joining you with massive thanks to Le Mans Toyota Deer Park. Car buying out west made easy, as you all know, Dwayne. It's been a big day. They're all busy on a Monday.
Absolutely. Where would you like to start?
Well, I think we need to start with the enormous blow that GWS have copped. After that narrow loss to Richmond, a loss that has now been salted, Dwayne, by a month-long shoulder injury to Toby Green, the stand-in skipper, unbelievably suffered a fracture in the third term against Richmond and managed to play out the game. But his name is now added to a lengthy injury list at GWS, which now also includes Harry Perryman, it must be said, with that hamstring. And the club, which is now 4-5, Dwayne, obviously has West Coast and Brisbane to come before the bye. What a crucial fortnight it is for Leon Cameron's men.
Yeah, managing injuries is going to be a massive thing for every club. It doesn't matter which club you look at right now. They've got three or four big ones. And you know, Richmond, we've been talking about their three or four big ones. But it would be different if you lost Dustin Martin as a Richmond fan or a Richmond coach. And that's essentially, Toby Green is the Giants' Dustin Martin.
Yep.
I know he's not the same category, but you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's going to be a massive loss for them.
No, no doubt about it. And that's a lengthy injury list as well. So Taron Thomas, he's going to challenge his rough conduct charge at the tribunal, Dwayne, for that collision with Giath at Hawthorn. It sounds like his case will be heard tomorrow, Taron Thomas. The incident was assessed as careless conduct, medium impact, high contact. I listened to your comments with the interest earlier on today. I agree. I expect the Kangaroos will argue that he had obviously no realistic alternative way to contest the ball, which is their avenue of appeal, of course. You'd think it would be thrown out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think it might get thrown out as well, but I've been wrong on these ones before. Anything else that the MRO or the AFL is investigating?
Well, just separately to that particular incident, the reason that CJ was off the ground for so long down at Launceston after copping the hit was because Hawthorn actually, Dwayne, forgot to start the concussion clock. Now, I've been told Giath went to come back on, but the Hawks were told, no, you've still got another 15 or so minutes to go before he could return as per the concussion protocols there, but at least he was able to return because for a time there, I think it looked like he might have been missing not only the rest of that game, but the coming week as well. In regards to other investigations, the AFL, I think, my understanding is they'll respond in some form to this Jordan Degoe contact with teammate Isaac Quaynor before the Swans game at the weekend. I think it's fair to expect a similar-ish response to the events of last year that involved Richmond. While not as bad, perhaps, in isolation, the league is ever conscious, Dwayne, of the impression it makes and leaves on the lower leagues and smaller players, if you will. So I think we might get a statement of some sort a little bit later on from the league. David Cunningham, just coming back to the injuries, Dwayne, of the Blues. He underwent scans on his knee this morning. Now, the Blues are fearing that it's the dreaded ACL, but they are holding out some form of hope anyway until it's confirmed that he may get out of jail. Certainly not sounding good, though, for David Cunningham. Harry Mackay, they're a little bit more bullish on. He's dealing with an ongoing AC joint issue in his right shoulder, Dwayne, and we saw it the weekend. Could barely raise it in the second half above his head in marking contests. Has been carrying it for a while, but they're saying he felt pretty good before the game. He just sometimes gets himself into awkward sort of positions or mechanisms where the injury can flare up again. So that's just something, being an AC, that he's going to have to manage until it comes good.
There was a time when Carlton v Hawthorn would be the biggest match of the round. Didn't matter, what time of year it was. It was always the big blockbuster. Pretty big game for the Blues against Hawthorn this weekend. Good, big game for Hawthorn too. But, there might be no heat on Teague for losing to Melbourne. But if they lose to Hawthorn, there might be a bit more heat coming his way. Everybody wants to have Australians come back to Australia, but not too many Australians want a quarantine facility in their backyard. It's been an interesting debate, this whole cricketers coming back to Australia argument in the last week and a half.
No, it absolutely has, and they are back as of now, as of this morning, Dwayne. That IPL contingent, they flew in this morning from the Maldives, so that's 38 players and officials in that group. They're now quarantined in Sydney. No special privileges, have been told ad nauseum there, so they obviously fled India about a fortnight ago now via the Maldives and now back on home soil where they serve their quarantine period. Hey, there's an Aussie overseas doing great things at the moment, Dwayne. You would know. It's Jack Miller. He's gone back-to-back in the MotoGP, won the French GP at Le Mans as well overnight. The Aussie qualified third fastest. Overcame a time penalty as well, and overcame some pretty wet and treacherous conditions too there in France to grab the checkered flag. And speaking of Aussies doing great things, Dwayne, Lauren Jackson, the first Australian player to be inducted into the prestigious Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, and she joins the biggest names in not just basketball, but world sport. Jordan, Kobe, Shaq. It is basketball's most exclusive group, a career after which she was named, what, WNBA All-Star 7 times, WNBA MVP 3 times, 2 championships with the Seattle Storm as well. Now, Lindsay Gaze was inducted into that Hall of Fame in 2015, but as a coach. So Lauren Jackson, the first Australian player to be inducted. Great result for her.
Yeah, she's got to speak to Bob and Andy after 3 o'clock as well. So we'll stick around for that after I'm done. Great to have you, Sam. You can catch Sam on Time On Tonight from 6 p.m. You're not holding anything back from me that you're going to break at 6, are you?
Well, I tell you what, Dwayne, I've got that many hooks in the water at the moment. It's one of those days at the moment. Hopefully by 6, I won't be through intention of holding anything back from you, but hopefully by 6 we can bring something new to the listeners. But great to join you, Dwayne, with my new best friends out at Le Mans Toyota Tottenham. 20 minutes from the airport, if you don't mind. You know what it is. Car buying out west made very easy.
Love your work, Sam. Thanks for filling in last week. Did an exceptional job. I likened you to the new MasterChef judges. I like the new MasterChef. We don't miss the old judges. I can't let you host this show too often. Great to have you, Sam. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Dwayne. I can barely cook toast, though, so you go your hardest.
Sam Embenesi, and Chief Reporter. Back to your calls after a break.